Second Letter to the Corinthians, Part 2. This second half of 2 Corinthians is the most personal of all of Paul's letters. Its purpose is to clear the air between him and the church before his upcoming visit. He continues by saying, "When I got to Macedonia, I was constantly thinking about you. I still didn't know how you responded to my letter. Oh, but then I found Titus, and his report made my heart leap for joy. He told me how you loved me and wanted to do right. He said my letter caused you grief, but a godly grief. It led you to repent and continue your walk with God. Oh, my rejoicing has never been so full." Another source of joy is the churches here in Macedonia. They want to give to those who are suffering in Jerusalem. They got organized so they could meet that need, even though they themselves are poor. The people have given according to their ability to give, and yes, beyond their ability. I asked Titus to share this need with you, because I knew you wanted to follow the example of the Christians here. But it's also the example the Lord Jesus gave us. He left the riches in heaven to become poor, so we could be rich. Titus told me you immediately responded and wanted to give to this need. Praise God! Now listen, the principles of giving are simple. First, every farmer knows you don't harvest much if you don't plant a lot of seeds. Your giving is like planting seeds. If you're generous, you'll gain a generous harvest. Next, each person should decide what he wants to give and then give it. God loves it when people give with gladness in their hearts. Finally, when seeds are planted, it produces many seeds. So it is with giving. God multiplies your gift. Here's how it works. The receiver is thankful for the gift. You are blessed for giving. They pray for you and you pray for them. And finally, they are prompted to be generous with others when they're able. And it goes on and on. Now, concerning my letters, I know some are saying Paul is bold when he writes letters, but he's nothing when he's face to face. Don't believe it. I'm the same person. I may be weak on the outside, but my weapons are powerful through God. He works through me to tear down anything that stands against him. Don't make me be that way when we see each other. Would it help if I bragged about myself? You know I don't like to do that. But I'll do it if it'll help you be true to Christ. You let others brag about themselves and they don't even love you. I've totally given myself for you, so maybe you'll put up with just a little bragging. I'm a son of Abraham in every way. I serve Christ more enthusiastically than anyone. Because of my walk with Christ, my body has suffered every abuse that man can give. My travels for God have exposed me to every disaster a man can endure. Danger has been my constant companion. I've given up all comforts of life for Christ. On top of that, I'm constantly burdened about the well-being of all the churches. Oh, I can't keep this up. Let me say it this way. I know a man who was taken to the third heaven. I don't know if he was dead or alive. All I know is, while he was in paradise, he saw and heard things that can't be talked about. I have to stop this foolishness. I'm really only proud of one thing. God has given me a thorn in the flesh because of all the special revelations he has given me. I prayed 3 times, asking him to remove it. Finally, he said, "My grace is all you need, because my power will be seen in your weakness." Now that's where I'll brag, in my weakness. God gave it to me to demonstrate his power. Therefore, when I'm weak, I'm strong. Well, I'm a fool for bragging so much. Actually, you should be bragging on me. While others debate whether or not I'm an apostle, it shouldn't be a debate for you. Oh, my dear brothers, one fear clouds all my joy. I'm afraid we'll all be disappointed when I come to you. I dread the fact that I may find nothing at all has changed. I'm warning you, if that's what I find, you'll see the power of God working through me and you won't like it. Our time together would be much better if you're strong and I'm weak. That's why I'm writing this to you now. Finally, brothers, be of good cheer and make sure you maintain spiritual health. Give everyone a hug from me. May the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.